43 minutes after 3 o'clock, opening hour of Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. We're happy that you've made us a part of your Wednesday afternoon. We'll take you right into your Wednesday evening, just about halfway through this work week. And boy, it's interesting for us because we always have so many intriguing basketball matchups. We've got a lot this week, and we have a lot going through the weekend as well. I've got a girls' matchup on Saturday afternoon. You've got a boys' matchup on Saturday night. I had one yesterday, which, again, as I mentioned, was pretty entertaining. A five-point game at the end of it, but it was a very tightly played contest all throughout Westlake at Midview. We are going to talk high school boys' basketball with Joel Hammond. And before we get into high school hoops with Joel, congratulations are in order to Joel. As for those who have not heard, Joel, who has done a wonderful job with the Indians' social media accounts, is moving on. And we'll let Joel tell us a little bit more about that later. But Joel, first and foremost, my man, it was a lot of fun talking Tribe with you. We'll still talk Tribe with you, you know that. But congratulations on this career move, my friend.
Yeah, thank you, Andy and Matt. I appreciate that. And, yeah, I've been kind of living a dual life and looking forward to talking to hoops too.
Living a dual life. That's something Matt Douglas knows a lot about. See, you're about to enter that equation where you're going to have two kids under the age of 3 years old, right?
I am. Yes, I am.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be, I don't know what it's going to be.
I can tell you.
Yeah, it'll
be interesting. I hope you don't appreciate sleep too much, Joel. I'll say that. But no,
I don't need a lot. So
okay.
I'll be okay.
Well, good. You'll be in good shape then.
Yep.
All right. Karma is always one of those things that can come back to bite you. So in that regard, because I like you guys both the way I do, I really hope that Kate and Sherry both aren't listening right now, because I feel like I could have opened up Pandora's box there. So my apologies if that's the road we went down. That was not where I wanted to go. Let's bring it back here to high school hoops. All right. I want to get to that Lorraine-Maple Heights game, Joel, that you covered last Friday. Maple Heights is a very, very good team, and I think a lot of people were looking at that particular game thinking that that could have been a statement game for Maple Heights to knock off Lorraine, a team that's kind of been at the top of that mountain for a while. Tell us about that game and just how impressive the Titans looked.
Yeah, boy, Lorraine, you know, I think I wrote in our story Saturday that, you know, for once, I think, in the last, what, maybe 5-6 years, Lorraine is no longer kind of the favorite in the Lake Erie League. I think Cleveland Heights and Maple Heights are probably or would have been probably picked ahead of them before the year started. But I tell you, these guys, you know, John Rostano talks about it a lot. His players just sort of know how to win. And they went down big early. I think they were down 11 in the first quarter and just chipped away and took a lead, their first lead late in the third quarter, and withstood a late Maple Heights run. They made a ton of free throws. They got Maple Heights into the bonus and made a ton of free throws down the stretch. And they're a really good team. They just beat Lutheran and East the other night to go to, I believe, 5-0 in the LEL. But this week is the big test, Friday night against Cleveland Heights, which I think would be the favorite in the LEL. So they've got Tyreek Smith, who of course committed to Iowa State to play football there, and they're just a talented team. So it'll be interesting to see if Lorraine can hang with them too. Lorraine is. It's an interesting team. They don't have a lot of height. Tavon Pierre-Lewis is their biggest player, and they don't have a lot of height, and they got a big game on Friday night when I saw them against Maple from Jordan Jackson, who sort of helped Devon Grant and Pierre-Lewis fend off the Mustangs.
Devon Grant, huge game, dumped in 30 points. We actually spoke with Coach Rossitano about that on our Nick Abraham Saturday Sports wrap-up show, and he had told us all about the things that Grant did to get himself open and create some scoring opportunities. What kinds of things was he doing, especially in the second half when the Titans really kind of seemed to elevate their game?
Yeah, Grant, it's funny. He was a really skinny, short point guard as a freshman on the JV team, and I would cover the Titans a lot, you know, just being on the east side, and they'd go play Garfield, they'd go play Cleveland Heights, they'd go play Maple, they'd go play whoever out there. So you'd see him as a freshman on the JV team and really kind of taking over JV game freshman. So you knew this was coming. And what he does well, first of all, he can shoot it from behind the arc. He had a tough first half, and that was part of why the Titans struggled in the first half the other night. But he got going in the third quarter, and he hit a couple shots from behind the arc. He penetrated a little bit. And then what he does, he's got a really good knack for creating contact, and then almost like an NBA player. I'm trying to think of a good comparison, but when he anticipates, kind of like James Harden, you know, when you watch Harden play, you know, I know he gets criticized for it, but when you anticipate the contact, if you can sell it a little bit, then it makes it an easier call for the referee. And I think I've got it here somewhere, but they shot something like 37 free throws on the night. I think they went 29 of 37 from the line on the night. I think like 27 of those were in the second half, and Grant had a big game. And then he had 25 Tuesday against against Lutheran East.
Joel, I'm talking with Coach Rossitano this year for Lorraine basketball. One of the things he said, and he said he told his guys at the beginning of the year, was, look, we don't have that huge athletic high-flying ability this year. We're going to have to be a little bit grittier. From what you've seen of them, has that sort of been how they've been getting the job done?
Yeah, they've squeaked out some close games, and I think it's just, again, goes back to what Coach Rossitano says, where these guys have been, you know, even the younger guys have been around the program a while, and they know that, you know, they have what it takes to get it done. You know, they stuck around against Vermillion. They gave Vermillion the Sailors' only loss. I think they rallied from 11 down, forced a bunch of turnovers in the last 2 minutes, and beat Vermillion by one. You know, they've won close games against some other really good teams. So their only loss is to Cleveland Central Catholic, which, as you guys know, is one of the area's top teams. So it's fun to watch them. And I do not have the Titans and Cleveland Heights tomorrow night, though. I kind of wish I did.
Again, we're talking high school hoops with Joel Hammond here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And, well, you mentioned the Sailors for just a second, Joel. I want to bring it back to Vermillion. You had them ranked second in your Chronicle-Telegram rankings last week, and oddly enough, they've not played since then, and they won't play again until this weekend. I want to give the Sailors a little bit of love, because that's also a team I feel like, to some degree, has been a little bit overlooked.
Yeah, we'll talk with Coach Kirk Habermel in my Coach Q&A this week, and you know, they've got a lot of really good guards, and they've been together for a long time, and so I think that's what's fueling them. You know, I wanted to talk with Kirk because we don't see a lot of Vermillion because they play in, you know, Huron and Erie counties all the time. So I wanted to talk to him about the SBC. You know, you look at their schedule, and there's not a whole lot of games where they blow teams out. So I asked them, you know, tell us about the SBC and what you expect each night. You know, they beat Edison by 10. They beat Oak Harbor by 5. They beat Willard by 9, Huron by 11. They're not blowing teams out, but they're getting the job done. And I get the sense that SBC, there's a lot of evenly matched teams. And Kirk told me also that when you go on the road in the SBC, that these environments are crazy, that it's fun, right? That these schools have been playing each other for years and years and years. There's a lot of good rivalry. So them being new, you know, they get the opposing team's best shot. And he said it's fun. But also can be intimidating for his players on the road. So that's in Friday's paper, and Kurt, of course, has always been great. And looking forward to see what the Sailors can do. What are they? I think they're 8-1 right now. But they play Sandusky on Saturday, and Sandusky, if you guys saw during the Lorain County Holiday Classic, they are really good too. They've got two or three good guards who can score. So that'll be a good matchup for Vermillion as another test to see where they're at.
Well, you alluded to one of the things that will show up in this Friday's edition of the Chronicle-Telegram. What else is on tap for Friday? I know you yourself, you are headed out to cover Rocky River and EC over the course of the weekend, but what else can we expect in Friday's paper?
Yeah, we'll have our normal package of stats and our top five. Probably not a whole lot of movement after, you know, we've got Lorain, Vermillion, Elyria, and Clearview as our top four. That fifth team is always up for grabs, and I'm not quite sure. You know, maybe give Wellington a little bit of love this week. They're 10-1, although they've got another good matchup this Friday against Buckeye, who of course is always a top contender. So that's a big matchup for the Dukes. And I know we talked about Wellington last week, and you know where they're at, and maybe we'll give them a little love this week. But we've got, you know, we've got Wellington, Buckeye this week. We've got Mid-Uno Falls. Obisit Falls, of course, is sitting atop the SWC, so that's a big test for the middies, and a couple other really good games on tap, of course, Lorain, Cleveland Heights, and a few others. So it should be another good Friday night of hoops, guys.
Yeah, and it's interesting because, you know, we're really kind of in the teeth of this conference season now. We're about 5-6 weeks away from all the tournament action as well. But, you know, I want to get back to the game that you're going to cover. You mentioned Rocky River and Elyria Catholic you're covering this weekend. What are some notes that stand out to you when taking a look at both of these teams going into this weekend's matchup?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what EC does. EC's had a weird schedule. They They went to West Virginia to play one of West Virginia's top teams in Huntington Prep. Then they played at Baldwin-Wallace Sunday night, the last game Sunday night. So they waited around all day on a Sunday and went and played Cornerstone Christian, which is another really good team in the area. And so they've lost two in a row. Now, they have three really good players, Dorian Crutcher, Jared Logan, and Branson Taylor. And, you know, those three kind of fuel them, and they'll go take on Rocky River, which has not played well this year. They are 0-7 and are coming off a really tough loss to that conference's best team, Holy Name. So hopefully you see, I'm sure they're looking at it as a good opportunity to kind of get back on track against a team that, again, has not fared well this year.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to all that coverage, looking forward to reading your recap, but also looking forward to reading everything that you've got lined up for this Friday's edition of the Chronicle Telegram. Joel, a pleasure as always to have you on, my friend. And again, best of luck moving forward and your next step in your career. And even though in a couple of weeks you may no longer be employed by the Tribe, we'll still have you on not only to talk high school hoops, but also to talk some Tribe as well.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day, okay?
Thanks, Joel. You do the same. Again, Joel Hammond with the Chronicle Telegram talking high school hoops with us.